Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, all of my ex's friends are fine. We'll get
every
into
single
it.
Last one of them.
We'll get into it, though. But right now, it is the nephew's turn with the prank phone call for today, the MTV Award nominee. What you got for us?
Is there a heart? Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Stand up.
Okay.
This right here is Heart of a Brother. Heart of a Brother. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello? Hey, I'm trying to reach Alan.
This is Alan.
Alan, how you doing, man? My name is Bobby, Bobby Booker.
What can I do for you?
I got your number, man, from the hospital. Did you just, within the last, I guess, 3-4 months, did you get a heart transplant? Within
3.5 months ago, yeah, I did. 3.5 months ago.
Okay. How you been feeling, man?
Actually good. I'm actually up and around faster than I thought it was going to be, you know? So I'm doing well. Thank you. Are you with the hospital?
No, I'm not. Actually, you know, they gave me your number, man. I hope you okay with it. But you actually, the heart that you got was from my brother, Troy.
And, oh my God, really?
Yeah, that was my brother. My brother passed away.
I'm so sorry about your brother, but wow, I gotta tell you, he saved my life, man.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call you, man. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all.
You know, it's kind of like a little bit of my brother is still living. You know what I mean? It kind of feels like my brother's still living. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I'm just glad.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this, man. I'm just curious because you Caucasian, right?
Yeah. I'm white.
Yeah. Do you feel any different having a black man's heart in your body?
No, I don't feel any different. Yeah. No,
Okay.
I didn't really think about it, though.
And this would just make me and the rest of the family feel good, because we knew what he was dedicated to and the things that mattered to him. Would you feel all right joining the NAACP?
Are there some people going to be upset that I join? I mean, is that okay?
I don't know about anybody being upset, man. It's just, I know my brother, that's what he was a part of. And, you know, you walking around with his heart, man, it would just feel different. It feel great, you know, to feel like he would be back in there doing what he was doing and fighting for injustice for the black community. Now, are you a Democratic or Republican?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I was Republican until Trump, and now I'm just really... I'm kind of on the fence. I mean, that guy's an idiot.
You did vote for Trump?
I did not, but I am a Republican.
Okay. So the reason why, you know, because I'm just curious, man, because what I would hate to see is, you know, when come around, you know, you over there in the voting booth, you know, with my brother Black Heart, and you in there, you know, voting Republican, you know, and that's something that I know my brother wouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, I'm not happy with Trump, but if someone else in the Republican Party runs and I agree with them, it's kind of like it's my heart now. I can't change my point of view just because of that. I mean, it's
but what you're not gonna do though, man, is be in there with my brother Black Heart and you up in there making some decisions that I know my brother wouldn't do. You see what I'm saying?
That's a long way off, man. But I can't promise you that. I mean, if somebody runs that I like, I mean, I'm gonna vote the way I feel. My heart and my head tell me to vote.
Hold on. See, don't say what my heart, because that ain't your heart. You understand? That's my brother's heart. So you got every right to ask me what you think my brother would feel in his heart, and I'll tell you. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't vote the way I feel.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. Have you been, like, craving different kind of foods that you don't normally eat? I don't know. I mean, girl, like greens. Like, my brother ate a lot of greens. Do you feel like you'd be wanting some greens sometimes?
Well, I like greens occasionally, yeah.
Okay. All of a sudden, do you like women who have big butts?
Well, I love women in general. I didn't think about specifics, but, you know, if they're good looking, they're good looking. Well, wait a minute. What kind of call is this, man? I mean, you're asking me all these random questions? What? I don't understand where this is coming from.
It's coming from my brother's heart. That's where it's coming from. You got my brother Black Heart inside of you. You know?
Yeah.
I'm asking you to do what my brother would do, not what you would do. You want to do it from your heart. You mean you're doing it from my brother's heart.
When you first called me about your brother, I was excited. Now I'm thinking, how the f*** did the hospital give you just this number and you get to call me up? That's privileged information. You shouldn't get to just call me and ask me all these f***ing random questions, man. I just got a heart transplant. Now you're starting to get me worked up.
If I'm not trying to get you worked up.
Well,
all I'm trying
to... Man.
Okay. Well, let me just calm down. All I know is you got Troy Heart inside of you, and I'm trying to let you know the kind of person Troy is. Okay, so let me ask you this. Has your music changed? Are you listening to more R&B now?
I do like R&B, but I listen to hard rock, too. That hasn't changed.
Because what's in Troy Heart going to stay in Troy Heart. You understand? So you got to have, that's in your heart now. Greens, big butts, NAACP. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I'm trying
to tell you about Troy.
What? Are you crying, man?
I'm trying to tell you about Troy.
Hey, I'm sorry. I know you miss your brother.
Okay, let me say this.
Okay.
Since you got my brother Heart, I think it's only right that me and you, we get together and go to a Jay-Z concert together. I think that's only right. A Jay-Z and Beyonce concert, we go together, because that's what me and my brother did. We would go see them perform.
Well, I mean, they are two of the best of all time. So am I buying both the tickets?
Oh, that's f***ed up. You got Troy Heart, and you worry about who going to pay for some tickets?
I didn't know. I thought maybe you might want to treat your brother one last time.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. Listen, I'm really sorry. I mean, I get upset. I didn't mean to yell at you. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Do you listen to black radio?
Sometimes I do listen to black radio.
Do you ever listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Well, yeah, he's one of the best, man. I used to follow him when he was on Family Feud. He's great. What?
He's got a nephew on the show, and he does prank phone calls?
Yeah.
And that would be me. Alan, this is Nephew Tommy, baby. Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
The f*** out. Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding, baby.
Oh, my God, dude. You almost gave me a second heart attack. Jesus. Oh, my God.
You've been pranked, man, by your wife, Robin, and her co-worker, Bridget, partner. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It's your show, baby. Steve Harvey. Come on, man.
Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Now, that was heartless. That was definitely heartless.
That was too far. That was
heartless.
Far.
That really was. That was there. Oh, yeah, on, yeah. I'm usually
that
with you, but that
right
one right there.
That's
was,
home
no,
run,
no.
Jay.
Man, he was holding a regular conversation, too.
Yeah, man.
It's my heart now.
He's like green. Yeah.
I mean, I'm tell you to come over here and get this damn black heart, because I don't need all this, man.
I want you drawn in the NAACP.
I know. That, yeah.
That's
you know, come on
that
now.
That part right there. Uh-huh.
No, he said, well, you pay for the ticket, so that's black right there. He did go black. He went black real quick.
Oh, thought you wanted to treat your brother one last time.
Tommy, that was too far.
That
it
was
really
heartless,
was.
Tommy. That was heartless,
really
man.
Was.
That was heartless?
It was heartless, man. That was...
Have a heart.
Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Stand up.
All right. Well, thank you, nephew. Wow. Coming up, Strawberry Letter subject, all of my ex's friends are fine. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.